Teilzeithelden auf der Spiel 2017. In unserem Interview von Shadows of Esteron, Mal.
Hello Mal, nice to be talking to you.
Hello Felix, nice to meet you again this year.
Tell us a little bit about Shadows of Esteron for all the people who haven't heard of it yet.
Shadows of Esteron is a role-playing game from France, and basically it's a dark fantasy medieval world when a human being try to survive dark secrets. So you only play human in this game, and you try to understand what is going on. So it's basically a survival, mysteries, investigation in the dark. So in a few words, this is Shadows of Esteron.
Okay, that sounds great. As I've heard, the first books of Shadows of Esteron are based on a crowdfunding?
Yeah, this is true, especially for the English version. So we are doing all ourselves, the French and the English version. So we are a studio in France. So we do the writing, the layout, but also the translation, and Kickstarter help us to translate but also print the edition with additional game ads, etc. So our first Kickstarter was in 2012.
Okay, and as I've read, it was pretty successful.
It was a real surprise for us, because we just wanted to fund the printing process, and we asked for 3,000, and we had in the end $50,000. So it was a big surprise, and after that we made one Kickstarter a year weekly to translate and release each book one after another. So we try to go on now with this schedule.
Well, after such a nice surprise, who wouldn't? So the newest product is funded by Kickstarter again?
Yes, this is a big one. This is a campaign book. His name is Diag. And last year we funded the first volume, the first part. It's quite a special project, because for me as a writer, it took years to build it. In France especially, because when we finished the book in France, we begin the translation process, and so Diag will be in two parts, and next year we will offer the second part that is written in French but that we need to translate now. But for now we are in the printing process for the first part of Diag, and we have a baker kit running now to collect pre-order for people who want to just jump in. Diag is by far the most complex and you know, strong project we try to achieve, because for a lot of reasons. And first of all, it's a campaign, and for a role-playing game, a campaign, a lot of scenarios, it's always a lot of work, you know, it's crazy.
So fans have to expect a lot, as I hear.
We will see, you know, like every time we try our best to just provide the best we can, and we hope that they will just, you know, enjoy what we have done.
Yeah, I see you're trying your best with whatever you're doing, and that is more than just pen and paper. I've looked about your displays, you have your own kind of beer.
Yeah, it's not our own, but the thing is that we met a local brewery in Paris. Their name is the Brewery de Lettres, la Brasserie de Lettres, and they are based in Paris. And it's true that we made different kind of project, and every single one is a special meeting with some artists, some musician, and this time it was some brewer. I don't know if I say it well. Well, people that make beer. And it happened that there are also some really gamers, and they really like all of this kind of world. They have made some Cthulhu beer too. But anyway, Felix, if you go to Paris one day, you should visit them and taste their beer, because they are very good at their art, you know, they are very skilled.
Well, sounds like a great cooperation. Another one you talked about, you said you are working with musicians.
Yeah.
And that kind of work paid off yesterday, because yesterday those musicians were in concert with your soundtrack, right?
Yeah, it's true. It was an amazing moment. You know, music is so strong, right? It brings into yourself strong emotion. And the fact is that we met these people and all these musicians just made this music their art. Because the thing is that when we meet musicians, they have their own way. So because we have done 4 albums, so they are very different ones. So the last one is a chords and piano with a singer. Her name is Clarice May. She's a talented artist. And for another album, there were electric guitar. So it's quite different. But for this one, it was very in a classical way, a kind of original soundtrack. And we have worked with Benjamin Loomis from Sirenscape. Sirenscape is a wonderful tool to put mood in your role-playing game. Do you know about it yourself, Sirenscape?
I haven't heard it yet, but I've read about all this project, and I will definitely use your homepage to listen into some of the songs, and I would recommend it to everyone else, because how often do you happen to stumble across a pen and paper who has its own soundtrack and, as I can see here, his own artistic vision?
Yeah,
because every role-playing game has illustrations, but here it is more than normal illustrations. Would you tell us about that?
The thing is that we were lucky enough to just meet great people. It's true that as a manager of the studio, I always try to reach these people, to make something with them, because for me, role-playing games and music is very connected. So this is why we have done 4 albums, you know, it's because we really believe into this link. And the thing is that this guy from Sirenscape, Benjamin Loomis, his work is all about sounds. So, you know, the sounds of birds, the sounds of wind on rain, you can put it on a game session. And yesterday, during this concert, you had this classical musician, and there were those sounds of rain and thunder, and we made this concert with candles only. It was crazy. And the people here were just, we felt a lot of emotion, you know. This is the point with all of this. So anyway, we hope to do it again.
So in the future, this whole stretching out into other artistic regions, it will go on and be bigger?
In fact, you know, I don't know. It really depends on the people we will meet. So if you listen to this interview and maybe you are doing artistic stuff on your side, just drop a line and do more art, you know, because some people ask, how do you do Shadows of Estrian? And we have done so far 190 game convention. So it's the Estrian tour. So it's a kind of tour, because I love game convention. But during these shows, we met a lot of people. And one thing after another, you just build project together. The board game, for example, The Black Rose, it was made with Sebastian Schedau, who is a game designer we met at Gen Con. And 2 or 3 years later, the game was born. This is it, you know. I will not make it on my own. I am a writer, so I need to meet the people that do that, you know, and always this is beautiful stories, because they put their own art into it, you know.
Really exciting and really interesting. So it will be growing in the future, and I'm really interested to see how it is going on.
Yeah, we will see.
Okay, as I would say, we talked about all the exciting and important things, Any last words for our readers? Anything you want to say to all the visitors of Spiel 2017?
In fact, if you have never been there, you really need to do it, because this kind of event, it's very unique. And what I have seen is that the more we go, the more people come here, and it's just a lot of fun, you know. So just come, you know, just enjoy this moment.
This is great for the end. So I would say, Nell, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And have a lot of fun tomorrow, and good luck for Shadows of Esteren.
Thank you, sir. See you later. See you next year.